Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Multi-MLM Radio Hour. I'm your host, Joe Terry, or as I'm known around the world, Doc MLM, because I've got the prescription for your home-based business. You can read all about my many MLM adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/DocMLM, or visit me on my blog at multimlm.com. So you want to take control of your life and your finances. You want to take the plunge and start your own home-based business. Well, millions share that dream with you all around the world. I share that dream with you. It's a beautiful dream, the MLM dream. I simply want to help make that dream a reality for you as your mentor, your sponsor, or simply your friend. I call myself Doc MLM. My name is Joe Terry. This is the Multi-MLM Radio Hour on Thursday, June 16th, 2011. This show is for you if you want to earn a part-time income or a full-time income in network marketing or multi-level marketing. If you love your job or hate your job, this show is for you. Tell us what you want to hear about. Tell us what info you need on a daily basis, and we will try to deliver. Today's show, I do have a very special guest I'm going to be inviting to the show right now. His name is Dennis Curley III, Dennis L. Curley III, and I hope he is available, and we will have him on the show. Let's see. Here we go. Well, I think so. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Hope I didn't interrupt you there.
No. I hope I didn't interrupt you. Welcome to the show.
No. Thank you.
I've just invited Dennis L. Curley III to the Multi-MLM Radio Hour. Dennis, it's early for me. I just woke up. I woke up a little bit late today, and I was wondering if you could tell me when you got involved with KB Vision, and how did you go through that process? When did you first hear about KB Vision, and when did you make the decision to get involved? What really pushed you over the edge?
Well, KB Vision, I have now been a member, I think, going on my fifth week. Mm-hmm. It's been, I think, 4 weeks Thursday. Mm-hmm. So this Thursday will be my fifth week. I'd been in network marketing before, and I had had some, you know, some medium of success. You know, some was better than others. And, of course, several of my companies were sold out or were new launches and did not survive past a year. Mm-hmm. So I had kind of given up on network marketing. I'd basically quit. I was working as a web developer for a friend down the road, an employer of mine, and he has a water treatment program.
Mm-hmm. Dennis may have cut out there a little bit. Hope it wasn't anything that I did. No, I think he's coming back in. Just a momentary interruption with his connection. But he should be back in a second. Yep, he's going to be back in a second. Hey, Dennis? Hey.
Joe, I'm sorry about that. I had a dropout. I apologize.
Right. Okay, so...
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now just fine. So...
okay, I had a dropout.
Back up
I
a little bit. There was the... you had worked for someone with... What was the operation that he had? Oh.
It was...
Yes, go on.
It is water treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So we are designing a website and a market... from chemical, I got to researching industrial wastewater because I really admit I don't know a lot about industrial, medical plants. And then I come up on refineries, and refineries use a lot of water in refining precious metals and ores.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking more at refineries, and I stumbled upon a article about KB Elemental, which is German for elements or metal, and how that they were using the cast-offs from other refineries that are generally considered very toxic with heavy metals and toxins. Mm-hmm. And this company was taking these cast-offs that other refineries were paying to haul off, basically. And they were re-refining it and bringing out more gold ore out of that waste product. Mm-hmm. And that they were working to copyright that product, the only ones in the world that had it. And I thought, wow, a gold company that could take another company's tailings
or waste,
which is just their waste and junk afterwards, yes, and can reprocess that and bring more gold out. I want to know about a company like that. So then I got to searching online for KB Elemental, and that run me around to KB Vision.
Right.
And being that I've been in network marketing before, just a moment here, Joe, just a second.
Sure.
I apologize there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to looking at KB Vision as the marketing arm of KB Elemental, and I discovered that you, Joe Terry, was a friend of mine on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have about a couple thousand friends on Facebook from where I'd been doing network marketing before,
mm-hmm.
and I had been befriending other network marketers so that I could learn from them and mm-hmm. begin to understand, you know, what they did, how they were doing it.
Right.
And I didn't know you really, even though we were friends on Facebook, we were just acquaintances.
Right.
And I found out you were with KB Vision.
Right.
So I followed your link on your Facebook page and joined you.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been a fun, exciting company.
Right.
That's basically a quick rundown. You know, I put in a lot of research.
Right.
The first few days, I was researching the company through and through to make sure it was stable, consistent,
mm-hmm.
they had a real product. And I believe in it totally, and I've been working it hard every day since.
Yes, you have. You account for.
So is there anything else there I might have missed, Joe?
Well, yeah, yes. You missed the fact that I'm very lucky that your research led you to me almost by accident. I mean, your research was on KB Edelmetall, the company, KB Edelmetall AG of Stuttgart and Munich, Germany. But the fact that you ran across my postings on KB Vision is really the luck of the draw, because you have essentially now account for half of my organization. So you have really elevated, you know, the game, elevated the efforts that I've been making to something twice as much as what I was doing, and that's really something I have to thank you for. And I do thank you for. So,
Well, that's what it's all about. And I mean, we are a team.
Yeah.
And, you know, that these efforts we put in, well, I know you do, but these efforts we put in as a team benefits us all.
Right. Right. It is quite extraordinary You do work very hard, and that's the point, is that...
Now, see, you and I were friends on Facebook before.
Right, sure. And for some time, too, I believe. I don't remember when we actually first became friends on Facebook. It was much more in advance of your joining KB, I'm sure. And I think we might need to call Dennis on his phone line. I will think I might. See if we can do that. Yep, he's back online, so he will be back.
Yeah. He's taking my phone for me. I dropped it.
Oh.
Nail.
Sorry.
Just a minute here, Joe. I'm having some technical difficulties.
Yes. Okay. Fine. No problem.
Joe, can you give me a call on my cell phone, please?
Yes, yes, I will. Hold on one second. I think I will just call back on the cell phone. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Hold on here. And I will get Dennis... cell phone information. And I will call him back. So just bear with us and I will get him back on. And call a guest.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Dennis Curley
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, I should just call again because I just I know he's calling in. There we go. I think we got it now.
Hello, Joe. Can you hear me?
Hey, of course. Yes. Great.
I apologize. I'm having technical difficulties here on the computer end.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I can hear you just fine. So is this okay to use your cell phone?
Yes. I promise this will not fade out and drop off.
Yeah. Right. Good. So basically, we were just, you know... marveling at the fact that you found me, that you know, we are very much compatible. You're an IT person, and I'm a IT person. You are a lover of the Lord and go to church regularly, and so do I.
Yes.
And you have a beautiful family. You have 2 children?
We have 2, yes. We have a 13, about to be 14-year-old son and a 3-year-old.
Oh, yes, 14-year-old son and a 3-year-old. And your lovely wife, Teresa, yes?
Yes, yes.
And I just think it's a great match because, you know, you are such a hard worker, which I appreciate completely. And you would be a hard worker no matter what, organization you had joined. I'm just thankful it's mine.
Well, thank you. I'm thankful to be with you. You've been a very good mentor and leader here with KB Vision. And of course, we have a great team even above us supporting us. It's a wonderful opportunity to be involved in.
And it's funny. You, Dennis, had the fortune of getting in before the U.S. was open and able to purchase gold. For a year and almost a year and several months, the opportunity was growing in the U.S., but we were unable to purchase gold. And that's a very strange position to be in, to be a company professing to sell gold that cannot actually purchase gold.
Yes, it takes some perseverance, and I admire that on the behalf of you and others.
Yes, certainly, and we have some examples. Jim Ogles, who had been in the program 14 months before June 6th, which was when we opened here in the U.S., June 6th, 2011, and takes some perseverance, and they persevered, because they knew that the company was rock solid, been in business 17 years, had been working in Central Europe for 2 years, so that they knew that the company was real and solid. It just was a matter of expanding to the U.S. It really wasn't a pre-launch in the typical sense that we hear pre-launch here in the U.S.
Right.
And so it really is a beautiful thing that you could grow a business that was so much under the radar, yet know for a fact that they were eventually going to open for business and you would be able to make money. So the pioneers, we, you and I both, were part of that pioneering effort. But I'm thankful that it didn't last that long for you as well, because that would not have been as advantageous to what you're doing. You're bringing in people. You're bringing in lots of friends that you've had in the network marketing business before,
yeah.
And not having to say, well, we'll be open in the future, an unknown future. No, we're open now. We're, regardless of what little minor issues we have here and there, we're open now.
Right, and I do relate a little bit, being that I now have 6 agents in the Philippines.
Yes.
And, you know, I am telling them, you know, keep building, keep growing, we're coming,
right.
We're going to be
right.
there. But
right.
yes, I'm very thankful we're open here in the States.
Right.
And,
yes,
you know, but I've appreciated more the position y'all are in, as being now I'm working to encourage and build in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
being that Asia's not open yet, but we know
mm-hmm.
it will be.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
like, wow, these men were really, men and women were really committed. And it's made me appreciate it even more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's encouraging to tell my people in the Philippines, you know, we went through this over a year in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But
people mm-hmm.
put in big teams in place, and it's now open, and it's now paying off for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that, you know, helps me encourage the Philippines also.
That's very interesting that you say that, because you're right. We have that experience to draw on, and that can be a big advantage. For one reason, and one reason alone, is that the people involved in the company in the Philippines are going to be very, very serious.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be, I would say, fly-by-night individuals. They're going to be very serious and very dedicated, and who knows when the Philippines will open for sure, but, you know, hopefully it'll be this year, and they will have had some runway to build an organization before we actually open.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
we'll
have a good foundation there when we do open.
Right, right, right. I think we're open in some 21 countries currently, and last I heard, they were planning on being open in about 80 countries before the end of the year.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, and I've been with several companies, and
mm-hmm.
we were never outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We had plans to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were working to expand into other countries overseas,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we never made it out.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is, you know, when we say, look at our company, we're in 21 countries already. That is a lot bigger than most people in the United States realize or recognize. That is truly an international network marketing company.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and very few become that.
Yes, yes. That's true. We've already succeeded in that regard, and I agree with you. It's remarkable. Now, speaking of that, are you looking at any countries, or have you had any, let's say, bites in any other countries besides the Philippines, or countries that are open?
Yes, I have. I've had some interest in India.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some interest in Korea, Taiwan. Of course, I have people in the Philippines.
Right.
I have an interested person in Papua New Guinea,
which
is off the coast of Australia. I know Australia is open, or soon will be open.
No,
but Papua New Guinea
yeah.
is its own independent country, so it's kind of, you know, on the edge there, but not there.
Right.
So, you know, I don't have these other countries, anybody signed up yet, but
mm-hmm.
in the process of working with them and
mm-hmm.
explaining to them, you know, that when we open the Philippines, we'll be opening Asia and India, you know. So it's just laying that groundwork. And the big part is I want people to get signed up. I do. But I also want them to understand fully what they're signing up to, and
mm-hmm.
that there's going to be some commitment, as you said, to stay there for a while and build
mm-hmm.
until we launch. You know, I don't want to say, oh, this is free, get in now, and then
mm-hmm.
by the time we do open, we totally lost them. So I'm really
right.
trying to take my time to educate them and
mm-hmm.
inform them before I sign them up, because
right.
I want them to stay with us.
Right, right. Now, that's one, you've just brought up a point that I think that you and I have been speaking about a lot lately, and that is that our jobs really, if we wish to build large organizations, is to put in place training systems and systems of operations so that we can duplicate our efforts effectively.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And that's where we fail most often in network marketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, that's my thing. I've like I said, I've been with several companies, and I've had some mentors in my upline that were just wonderful salespeople, you know,
mm-hmm.
unbelievable salespeople. And they would say, here, just go do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them, you know, they had systems they taught, which was repeatable. Others were just gifted with going out talking to somebody and selling something to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound negative, but I said, you know, one of my upline, one of my mentors, he could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Right.
And he really
right.
could, you know. But everybody
right.
can't do that. Everybody doesn't, you know. And he said, ooh, go out and just tell them this and sign them up. Hand them the pen in their hand. I'm like,
right.
you know, that sounds wonderful, and I know that you can do that, but, you know, there were 100 of us other ones that couldn't do that. You know, we
right.
just didn't have that magical ability that he did. And,
right.
and you know, he's a great builder, and he's a good earner, but it's not repeatable. It's not
mm-hmm.
sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, I learned from that. It was a negative, but I learned from that, as you said, we have to mentor. We have to put in place repeatable systems that anybody can do. Everybody's not golden-tongued.
Right, right. And that's very good. I mean, there's the training, of course, the training that people can turn to so that they can really learn everything that they can about
yes.
the business and really become sort of knowledgeable and have the right language and so forth to talk about the business. And then there's the aspect of actually going out and doing the business. How do they find leads? How do they find new people to talk to every day? That kind of thing. We, you and I have been doing network marketing for a long time, and so we have our favorite tools. Like, for instance, my favorite tool for talking to new people every day is Facebook. I get to talk to 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, sometimes as many as 6 or 7 new people every day. And then, of course, I get to talk to my existing friends, the group that has agreed to listen to my ramblings about network marketing and so forth, because whenever someone says, oh, you know what, I don't want to get commercial messages and stuff like that, I just say, well, that's fine, and we probably right. should be friends, because I have two Facebook accounts. One is my personal Facebook account for my family and friends, and then the other is my marketing account. It's very easy for me to say, hey, you know, we shouldn't be friends if you don't want to hear commercial messages, you know?
Right, yes.
Now, do you have more than one Facebook account?
No, actually, and I need to change that. I had never really thought that way when you suggested it made good sense. I guess, I don't know, I'm one of these odd people. I'm kind of one-track minded.
Okay.
You know, so on my Facebook, I have friends and I have family, but majority of my Facebook is business-oriented. Really. And, I mean, I have almost 2,000 friends. 400 of them are friends from high school and family. You know, 1,500 are other business people, like-minded like ourselves.
Right.
So, you know, it's, I guess I'm kind of out of balance there on what my Facebook should be, and I need to separate it into two, really do. And I've not done that yet. But also, I've not had the success with Facebook that you've had. I mean, I've made contacts with people, and I've learned a lot of things on Facebook, and I inform people. But I can't really say that I've had a lot of success with, you know, meeting people to bring in as prospects through Facebook.
Right, right.
You know, and I know we all have our strong points. I have had better success with free ads.
Right.
So I use these free advertising sites and forums to post interesting ads, and I get lots of phone calls. So I guess now, I'm more like a telemarketer.
Well, can you talk a bit about that? Because I'm definitely thinking about following in your footsteps on that.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite sites, and one we have to be very careful with, is I use Craigslist. Craigslist does not want you pushing any MLM companies or network marketing companies. But the thing is, I don't state that we're network marketing. I really don't believe we're MLM. MLM has a lot of negative connotations with it. There's been some very bad examples. We're more of an affiliate program. Now, it's an affiliate program that gives us an opportunity to build a team of affiliates.
Right.
But it's very different from your typical stereotype MLM. So, you know, I get on there and I write an enticing ad about gold, opportunity for commission sales. And I place these ads on Craigslist. And I place them in major cities around the world.
Right.
And every ad is different. And at first I was putting links into my website. But anything that's in the continental U.S., I'm no longer putting website links in. I'm putting my name and my phone number.
Yeah.
Because I found the website links, people would click on it and go, yeah, you know, it's another one of those companies, and just they'd close it out. But if I put my name and phone number, they call me, and they say, well, I'd like to speak to Dennis, please, and I'm interested in your opportunity. So then I get a chance to hear their voice, to speak to them, to hear my voice and my passion for what I'm doing.
Right.
And I can hear the change in their voice tones, and I learn how to, I can adjust my presentation for where they seem to be. And there's a lot of them, majority of them never join the business, but they do call. And a lot of them, I say, you know, it really sounds like this is not for you right now. But if you change your mind, please keep my name and phone number. Or if you know someone that you think may be a good fit for this, please share my information with them. And, you know, I've never got anybody to say, oh, this is one of those companies I don't want to be involved in. You know, they're just not sure necessarily that they really want to jump into sales. That's the biggest drawback. They're not sure they want to jump into sales, usually. But I get a lot of calls, and I have actually signed up a number of members through these phone calls, people calling me about the opportunity. And I've not been bumped from Craigslist. I've not been flagged. I've not been, you know, all these different negative things. You know, maybe I should knock on wood. It could happen, you know. But, you know, it's not been a problem because I don't get in there and say, you know, ooh, get rich quick and join me today, which is too often what people do with these network marketing opportunities or the best opportunity in the world ever. Now, I believe KB Vision is a great opportunity. Is it the best opportunity in the world ever? Well, no. What is, you know? Money falling from the sky. That's the best opportunity ever. But it doesn't happen that way. That's not reality.
Right.
So I try to put in a realistic ad that explains that there's work involved. But for your work, there's going to be good reward.
Right. Right. It's Craigslist is an art. It's something that you do, I think, have to work with and sort of be trained on. So how did you, I mean, can you just take me to what categories are your favorite categories? And also U.S. versus international. That's interesting that you do, because I know for a fact that when you do in Craigslist in the U.S., some locations you can advertise for jobs for free, and others you can't.
Right. I'm in South Florida. I'm in the Miami area. You cannot advertise jobs free here.
Okay.
It's $50 a listing to advertise jobs here.
Right.
And it's like, wow, that's a good bit of money. Of course, cost of living is high down here. You know, if I run an ad for a day or two, and I don't get anybody, that's $50 I threw away. So dealing in those cities that charge, I put my ads under gigs where it talks about crew, computer, creative, domestic, writing. And I put them in different categories at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go into under the for sale section, and there's a section for business. I post ads there. For business, now I have to be very careful because they're expecting you to be selling a business piece of equipment and such as that. But, you know, I put them in business periodically, and I try to word them very mildly and subtly to draw interest but not be offensive to anybody. I place them under, I'm looking for the category here, where basically these people put jewelry up for sale, broken gold and jewelry pieces or rings. It's under jewelry. I put ads under jewelry occasionally. I put them under general. Free is not a good place to put them, even though it's a free opportunity. People in the free are very resentful, and they will flag anything that they think is not totally free. And, so I stay out of that free area. That really gets you quickly there. I have gone into the community section, where they have a section for discussing community things. I've not had a lot of success there. I have gone into the discussion forums where they have sections for 1099 especially.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those people are upset with 1099s that are in that section. So I decided to leave that alone. Now, this was not my first time using Craigslist for network marketing. I tried it with my other companies I was with, with potion lotions and pills and with security. And I learned a lot of things the hard way then, because I was blunt in my ads, great opportunity, make good money, free alarm system if you sell so many of this or that. And, I got flagged a lot. I got flagged. I got bumped. I got, negative emails back.
Right.
So, in the process, I learned a little more, as you said, the art of it.
Right.
Rather than the blunt, hard sale. And,
Of
course, I've got a lot of other sites marked besides just Craigslist that are very similar to Craigslist, but they're small. But I use them all around. Now, internationally or in rural parts of the country, you can post in the job sections, usually free. And, of course, the job section, I like to post in the marketing. I like to post in the real estate. I like to post in the retail wholesale, sales and business development, technical support.
Right.
I look at what people would be looking through that are either work the phones a lot, are used to talking, dealing with customers, or salespeople. Administrative and office is another good one.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that is the thing. The thing right there that you've discovered for me, and I don't know if I knew this before, I don't think I did, you can post jobs internationally, and that's powerful.
Yes. Oh, it really is. And that's how I've gotten most of my people in the Philippines. Now, I have one lady that is with me. She's done a good bit of recruiting herself. She and I met on Facebook. I guess she was my one Facebook recruit. And this was when I was with another company that was looking to expand internationally. and she wanted to get involved. But the problem with it was security systems, and it was $600 to get started here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Now, to get started in the Philippines, once we got it open, it was going to be even more because we had to, of course, take the sign-up fee for the equipment and signing up. Then we'd have to ship it to the Philippines, which was not cheap. Then we had to pay customs taxes. So, you know, we were looking at an alarm system that became an exorbitant amount.
Right.
But over time, she and I stayed in touch. We've been friends. We've stayed in touch and communicated. And she's been looking for an opportunity. And she has done network marketing before. And
right.
finally, this one came along, and we were looking to expand. Well, we already were global, really, and looking at expanding the Philippines. So I got in touch with her. She was excited. The cost was right for her to join. And she's recruited about half my team in the Philippines.
Right.
And the other half has come through Craigslist ads.
Right. That no, that again, I just say that that is remarkable, because once you know, can advertise as a job, you can do a very much different kind of a interview process, which you've already done. You're taking resumes. You're looking for people that have talent. You're not just looking for people that want to raise their hand and say, yeah, I want to make money. You're looking for people with talent and skill.
Well, the interesting part about taking resumes, I've never posted a request for resumes, but it's amazing how many I get sent to me. And I look at these resumes, and these people are, they have a great resume. They're very good salespeople. But in this economy, even great salespeople are looking for job opportunities. And I'm floored. Because, you know, I've never really been much of a salesperson. You know, I've done advertising sales for newspapers and radio in my hometown in the rural Kentucky where I work for a radio station. You know, these people have been business-to-business sales reps. They have been phone bank operators. You know, people that are really serious salespeople. And look at this and go, wow, if I could do what I'm doing, what could these people do for themselves and our team?
Right. No, it's quite remarkable, isn't it?
This is really the best time for the business. Because, of course, gold, the emphasis importance of gold is emphasized more than ever with the problems of currency. And, of course, everybody knows gold is valuable. And then with the economy being down globally, there's so many people that are looking for work and opportunities. I mean, it is a perfect timing.
It is a beautiful thing. Now, of course, I would target, and I am going to target, countries other than... you know, countries that are open currently, countries that are already open and have been established and open. And I think one of my favorites are Italy. I'm very, very anxious to work with Italy because I want to travel to Italy. I want to travel to Rome. And
well, I've been targeting countries that are also open too. But it's been interesting. I've been getting more responses from countries that are not at the top economic level globally. And, you know, I mean, I've been targeting European countries, but I'm getting more response from those that are mid-tier countries, you know, where people, they have big cities with good jobs, but the majority of the people are living at a much lower level. You know, because I know these people have a burning desire to lift themselves up to a higher place in life.
Right.
And to earn more. Where, you know, where countries that have more of a middle class, we've become very... comfortable and complacent. And I think it's something I see that's really a big difference. That's like here in South Florida. I was kind of amazed. Middle class suburbia, like mostly white America. You know, we've known of Amway for years. And we've heard all the Amway horror stories too. And I'm not bashing Amway. Amway's a great company. We've heard all these stories, you know, well, I had a garage full of soap forever. Middle class America has known about MLM and network marketing for a long time. And we've got in our mind, a lot of us have, a stereotype of why we don't want to do it. Well, it was interesting down here in South Florida. There's a lot of immigrants, a lot of Latin and island immigrants. And these people go for network marketing in ways I've never seen. They're very excited. They're very enthused. They actually do very well with it. And I got to thinking, why is it so different? Why do we get very few traditional middle-class white people into the business where we're getting loads of Latins and Islanders?
Mm-hmm.
And talking to some of them, I found out that they have not gone through this 40 years of negative impact of stereotyping and family telling stories of how they got hurt with this or hurt with that.
Dennis, can you continue? I just have to go away for about 5 minutes, but please continue to educate on that subject. Go on. Continue.
Yes, I will. So these people are very enthused because they don't have in their mind these negative stereotypes of dad or grandpa or my uncle got stuck with these products. And so they're coming at it with a fresh, open mind. And they're willing to learn, get involved, and actually go out. And then they're seeing very good results. They're having successful marketing, and they're selling products, and they're earning money. And they're doing well with it. And I think that's the same thing with overseas. A lot of these countries that network marketing has not gotten in there in the past and caused a lot of damage and a lot of heartache and hurt. That these countries are very open, and of course, they need to improve the situation for themselves, their children. So they're ready to get in there and use their own ability to work, talk to people, and build to earn a good income and a good future for their families. And that's another thing. And at KB Vision, along with that, we offered the opportunity for them to actually earn an income, but put part of that income into gold. And gold long-term is security for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren. Talk to my son here, who's here with me today. You know, I said, you know, son, what if I were able to start, not what if, it's when, I could start saving money for you in gold in the Swiss bank account. You're 14 now. We could do this until, say, you're 20. You know, it's going to give him security and peace of mind, no matter what he goes into in the future, that he has this solid metal that is worth something always and forever in his name. There is an emergency fund, a rainy day fund, a backup. And, of course, this gold is not going to decrease in value. You know, there's going to be ups and downs in the cycle, but this gold is going to hold its value consistently and become more valuable throughout his life. And, you know, hopefully he, too, will you know, one day be involved in a business with this business and others and keep building that for himself. So, you know, it's great. I think that the opportunities are so amazing. My mindset on this is everybody I meet that comes within 3 feet of me is a potential customer or potential sales affiliate. Mm-hmm. So I always keep a business card on me. Across the rear window of my car now is in bright yellow gold, my website. My website and my phone number.
And what is that website?
What's my website? It's www.miamisavesgold.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it sits out here in front of my house. I'm on the side of a major highway, the first trailer. My car sits out front here, and my wife and my sons went walking last night. And one of the neighbors at the end of the road, that's why, what's that sign on your husband's car? What does it mean when Miami saves gold? What is that? So my wife actually gave two quick presentations to neighbors last night because of the sign across the rear window, you know. And like, hey, this is, she come back and told me, I'm like, this is great, it's working. You know, no, she didn't sign them up, but they won't know what. And how do people save gold? People aren't used to the idea of saving gold. So, you know, we may hear more from them in the future. My wife is one of my affiliates, but she's not very outspoken. She's been learning this from me, and now she actually got to give two simple presentations last night. And she is actually excited about that. She said, I did it. I told somebody about the business. I explained it to them. She said, I even told them what fiat currency was, and they understood. So I'm proud of you, babe.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So Craigslist is an awesome tool. What other tools do you use for recruiting?
Well, Craigslist, Facebook. I use the website on the back of my car and my website. I use email. the telephone. You know, I've, okay, this is an interesting one. I have stumbled upon ads in all kinds of different places for other people's network marketing companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I sign up to get their information.
Mm-hmm.
People go, oh, whoa, you sign up to get their information about their network marketing companies? Like, yeah, I do. I sign up to get their information. They send me the email about their company, about their opportunity. I honestly take the time to look at their opportunity. I look at it. I study over it. Thankfully, with the mentoring I've had before, I've learned how to read the compensation plans, compare them. I've learned to look at the structure of companies for strength, security. You know, are they there to be there in the long term, or are they a buyer's club, maybe I should say, you know. And then I follow up with the person. I call them and say, hey, you know, I looked at your website about your opportunity. I have some questions for you. And they're honest questions. I ask them about how it works. I ask them how long they've been in the business. I ask them what kind of success they've had. Are they making any money with it?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're glad to tell you about themselves and about their business. And then after you ask a little bit, they start asking you, they're interested, so what do you do? You know, are you interested in opportunity? It's like, well, yes, I am. You know, I'm working with one currently, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them I'm always looking for the possibility of some other opportunity that may mesh well with what I already have to
right.
increase my earning and potential. And actually, and I truly am, I've not found the right company yet for me to take on. I think I'm very busy with KB Vision.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that having multiple streams of income is the best answer. And
right.
I didn't believe that in the beginning. But I believe mm-hmm. that now because I've been with companies that, you know, have been sold out. Good companies that had a good product, but they were sold out.
Right.
And I lost my base.
Right.
So, you know, I don't expect this to happen with KB Vision because they've actually been very stable and they're big. They're large.
Right.
But
right.
young companies, you never have any guarantee how long they're going to be there. And that's what I tell these people. To have multiple streams of income
right.
is actually that much safer and better. And, of course, none of them ever disagree. They're like, well, yeah, I'd like to have multiple streams of income, too. And they say,
mm-hmm.
so what does it cost to join your company?
Uh-huh.
Well, my company's free. Like, well, what's the monthly auto ship? You know, am I going to be able to afford the monthly auto ship with my current company? I say, well, there is no monthly auto ship. You know,
right.
and then the biggest thing I have to use is I have to encourage them to make sure they understand it is really is free and there really is no auto ship and there is no fees. And that's really probably the biggest obstacle to get over because most people are not used to being told that it's free.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, I've not had anybody there sign up yet, but I've kept their information. I've talked to several of them multiple times. We're still in touch. We're still following up. And a couple of those companies have issues. They have major issues. And I know it's just a matter of time before their companies go away. When their companies do go away, I'm pretty sure they'll be joining me with KB Vision.
Right.
Of course, right now, with their companies, they're making money. They're making money. They're bringing in membership fees, and they're getting paid those sign-up bonuses. But that's only going to last for so long. And when that dies, I'm going to be here, ready and in touch with them. I'm going to be their friend, and I'm going to bring them into KB Vision for long-term stability.
Right, right.
So that's
right.
really planting seeds. And in that area, I'm doing a lot of seed planting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. And that's very smart. I think... you can't rush someone who's not ready. You have to give them time to work out their own private issues and family issues and so
yes.
forth.
And I don't want to push them too hard. I don't want to get in there and bash their company. And that's
mm-hmm.
one thing I don't do because that turns people off and turns them away. I want to be a mentor. I want to be a help to them. Even if they're with their own company, if I can help them and advise them, I'm glad to.
Right.
You know, because any way we lift up the industry and make it better overall,
right.
just make it better for all of us.
Right.
Another neat thing is, I love this. I've gotten up several different mornings. I've gone to my KB Vision site, logged into my back office, and there's a new person there. And I don't
yeah.
know where they come from for sure.
Yeah.
I go and look and find out, you know, they're from a country that I've been running an ad. And this has happened now 3 times.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, you know, these are seeds I planted a while back, even ads that I had gone through and taken away or shut down. And I have actually got people that kept the link, and they go right. inside up. They're like, my team goes 14 levels deep.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people appear on like level 9, people appear on level 11, and I think level 14. As they use mm-hmm. these older links I posted for my team members, and mm-hmm. they suddenly show up there. Well, I tell you, there's no excitement about seeing people show up that you're like, I didn't even talk to them personally.
Right.
You know, this had to be from my ad back so many weeks ago, or my phone call so many weeks ago.
Right.
And it's just awesome. You know, I'm building for depth, but
right.
I'm seeing wit occur naturally.
Mm-hmm. And with people that are at lower levels as well, because you're actually advertising links for people on your team, right?
Oh, yes. I'm giving away my prospects.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up 3 in the very beginning, my first leg, my second leg, and my third leg. And actually, if I'd known what I was doing, I kind of got going on excited before I talked to you and before I talked to others. And
yeah.
I started building wide instead of deep.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wish I had talked to somebody first and started building deep.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, I started building wide first, and then you contacted me and said, we're really working to build deep, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, so I started building deep. But ever since those first 3, my 4th recruit I gave away. My 5th, my 6th, my 7th, I now have 24, and... 21 of them I've given away to my team members, because it doesn't hurt me with this business. The wonderful thing is I can give away my recruits, and whatever my recruits do in the future for my team still benefits me and builds. It builds
right.
for my team and builds for me, and that's an exciting thing to do.
Right. Right. Agreed.
And it's
very
nice
exciting.
To be paying it forward.
Right. Pay it forward. That's right. That's what they call it. Pay it forward. And I think It's a unique aspect to this business. Often people were placed in other companies. That's very common. But the idea that it is an advantageous, it benefits you. This is to your best benefit and to build your organization properly and to raise your rank in the company and the compensation program properly. You need
yes.
to build. Yeah, and it also adds stability, so it's good for all around.
Oh, and you're speaking about people being placed.
Yeah.
I was a founding agent with 2 companies, and I was like one of the first, 8 or 10. I was on the top level of the company with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they told us that, we'll be placing people underneath you because we're a new company. People find the company's website. And they call the company and say, we don't really know a rep yet to join with.
Right.
Can you place us somewhere? And these businesses were here. I was in their corporate office every couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all the corporate heads personally. And all this they said about placing,
mm-hmm.
sad to tell you, with a year with them, I never mm-hmm. had anyone place underneath me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, were people placed? Yes, they were. But the people
mm-hmm.
they were placed with were the people that were the heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
The people,
mm-hmm.
And I was directly under the company's 2 biggest heavy hitters.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in their power leg.
Yeah.
So, people were, the company, yes, they were placing people, but they were placing them with people they knew that were really doing big things out there. Because they
mm-hmm.
wanted to reward those that were, doing good for the company. And I know companies do place, but I wish I'd have seen who placed for me, but I never did. And I was building with those companies, but just not as fast as others. But the cool thing here, I'm sharing my recruits, every one of them. I'm putting them under people that haven't done anything yet. And I've got
right.
people that, they're excited about the business. They're not sure how to do it. Some of them are a little unsure of where things are going to go. But I'm still putting people underneath them. Because the thing is, when we do really start seeing these sales roll up through the team, these that join me but are not totally sure, that's going to create excitement. That's going to light a fire under them.
Right.
And they're going to get going. And I say that some of these, I don't mean to sound bad to say they're not sure, but they've been with these other companies that we've been with before. And they bought product. They bought startup packages. They did the monthly auto ship. And, you know, they're kind of hurt from the previous companies that shut down on us and sold out on us. You know, and they join because they want to see something work. They know this can work, and they can believe in the ability of network marketing to work. But right now, they're kind of like, you know, I've been hurt so bad, I'm not sure. So, but I know as this gets to growing, those couple of them that are in there, I know their potential. I know what they've done before. And as they begin to see this start to rise and grow, they're going to get real busy. Of course, these people are hurt and injured network marketers. And sad to say, without the mentoring that you and I are trying to do, Joe, too often we do hurt those that are our most loyal people in network marketing, you know?
And with mentoring, we
do it right. You know, I mean, for my business to be profitable, I have to make sure that my team is profitable, that my team knows how to do it and how to sell.
Right. So, really, when you say hurt, you mean that they're hurt in the sense that the companies fold, the companies go out of business, or the company's policies are not exactly helpful.
Right, yes, and that's nothing about KB Vision. It's with other companies that that they've been involved in.
Right.
And, you know, they had high hopes, and they were doing good, they were making some money, but then, yeah, circumstances happened. You know, it's just like a thing in relationships.
Nope.
Someone has several bad relationships. They're going to be nervous.
Right, right. Now, we are just 90 seconds from the close of the first hour, which is streamed live, and we want to acknowledge those people that have been listening live, and thank you very much. If you've been listening live, please join us on Facebook at facebook.com/DocMLM, or you can find out more information about KB Vision at mykbgold.us. That's mykbgold.us. And Dennis, can you pass out your contact information?
Yes. On Facebook, you'll find me as DennisKerley. That's all one word. It's my first name, last name. Or you can find me at www.miamisavesgold.com, and that'll lead you to my website, my blog, and our forum. And people are welcome to join our forum. Joe and I both run it, and it's actually helping and teaching how KB Vision operates and how to build.
Right, right. That's miamisavesgold.com. So thank you very much for joining us today. See you tomorrow. Okay, so Dennis, now we're still recording.
We've just
ended the live streaming portion. And so to sum it up, I think, it's to get out there, to expose yourself to new people, to acquire them, engage them with a message, and then eventually acquire them as team members.
Right, as team members or customers.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, we with a company like KB Vision, we have a solid product that we know is solid. It's gold. It's good. It's as good as gold. And then we've got a company with a structure and a pay plan that doesn't cost anything for anybody to get involved in. You know, we can totally believe in it, and we can feel good going out here talking to everybody. And if they say, you know, no, thank you, I'm not interested, then it's okay. But, you know, we're not going to worry about, well, what if we're taking their membership fee and then they don't do anything with it or they're not successful? You know, there's no regrets there. Or what if they get stuck with a garage full of product? Oh, wow, it'd be nice to be stuck with a garage full of gold, wouldn't it? You know, it's a no-regrets company to share, and I love that. That's freedom.
Right, right. That is freedom, isn't it? Oh, boy. So now I'm looking at Craigslist Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah.
And if I were going to focus on another country, one of the things that I would do is I would essentially imagine that I had moved to the country and focus on a specific location.
Yes.
So now I've just said, okay, what about the Gold Coast?
Yes.
And I have to know.
You know, I've not run an ad in Melbourne or the Gold Coast. The only place I've run ads so far is in Sydney.
Really? Now, is that why, on purpose, or?
No, it's just not enough time to get enough ads everywhere. You know, there's too much world to cover.
Right.
You know, I tried to pick a major city, and I knew that Sydney was a major city. You know, I just looked down through the list there and thought, I know a little bit about Sydney. So I clicked Sydney, you know, but there's so much of the world to cover. You know, and I run ads almost every day. Well, I do every day, several every day. But I just haven't had the time to get around to the other cities in Australia yet, or the world.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
People say, what if you're giving your secret away about using Craigslist? It's okay. There's a whole world out there. You know, I'm not worried about getting them all.
Right. Very strange, but understandable. But very strange comment, because people say, the secret is we want to expose everyone in the world, right?
Exactly, yes. It's not like, I just got to keep my little private secret here so nobody else will use it. You know, we've got the world. I mean, and if I share it and others share it, it's going to raise us all. When I get in the global pool, I know I'm not calling it the right thing, but when I earn my way up to the top rank in KB Vision, I'm going to be glad I shared this with everybody else, because I will get a part of the global bonus from everybody else, even if they're not in my own team.
Right.
I look forward to that day.
Yes, we do. We look forward to it, and it's just the beauty of being in an industry where we can reach out and involve people that aren't, you know, next door. You know, we can truly reach out internationally, and companies have tried, and the U.S. companies have had less success than European companies because the U.S. is so, you know, focused on the U.S. So it's much easier for European countries, it seems, or Asian countries to have a global perspective.
And I will tell you, this is the first company I've been involved with that was not U.S. based. And that's a cool, neat thing. You know, they came to us rather than us trying to go to them.
Yeah.
But I do see a lot of differences. I really do, in their mindset, their perspective.
Right. And you told me that you have family members who are German as well.
Yes, I do. I have a brother-in-law who is German.
Right.
I have a sister-in-law and her husband who actually are American, but they're in Germany right now on a sabbatical.
Right.
And he's a religious professor, and they're on sabbatical in Germany.
Right.
My wife's godmother is German.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of family in-law relatives that are European.
Now, when are they coming into the business, the ones on sabbatical?
Well, I don't know. We've not had much time to talk about it yet. I've just been in, you know, about a month now, and they were really getting ready to go on sabbatical to Germany. So their last month in Washington, D.C. has just been very, very busy.
Yeah.
So we've not really had a chance to touch base on it. But, now that they're getting settled in Germany, we will be talking about it.
How long will they be there, do you think?
They're going to be there 4 months.
Okay.
Yes, they're going to spend 4 months in Germany and then come back to Washington, D.C.
Right. Well, it's a great opportunity for them to get to know other Germans. And of course, KB Edelmetall will be, more familiar to people in Germany, because they'll be able to read everything in German.
They go to Germany every year.
Every year?
This is... Every year, yes. he was a pastor. He's an American, but he was a pastor in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he spent a lot of his early ministerial years in Germany, co-pastoring in Germany.
Right.
So they have a lot of friends over there already. And, of course, that's my sister and sister-in-law and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
My other sister-in-law is married to a German. And, of course, they're in the same area that he's from and his family. So, you know, they have, you know, some, you know, in-law relatives there in Germany. And it just, you know, I'm from Appalachia, but my wife mm-hmm. is from Detroit. And Detroit is very multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have a lot of ties there to Germany and Europe. And so they go there and spend basically every summer in Germany. So they have a regular place they go to. They have regular friends and routine and church. It's almost like living in two countries.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I have another brother-in-law who is in Africa. He's actually a pastor in Africa. And, you know, when we get closer to Africa opening, I'll be letting them know about the opportunity, too.
Yeah. That
but he's
is...
right now in a... one of the countries is having some internal stress right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a path to success, certainly.
You know, I believe it's looking at just diversification. You know, I'm working hard to build here in the U.S., and most of my team is here in the U.S. But just as we diversify our investment portfolios and such, you know, as we diversify our team across the world, I think it's going to benefit us with more growth and actually stability, you know, because every country, every nation has its own clock, its own time it moves at. It has its, you know, when one's down, another may be up.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's going to give us, you know, just as diversifying in investments, diversifying our business across the world is going to give us benefits.
Right. No, absolutely. That's great. Wow, I can't wait till other companies that I'm involved with open internationally. I think Craigslist is going to be my my go-to choice for operating.
I think it's a great tool, but... You know, I'm not sure that I'm set on Craigslist. I'm having good results with it, and I like it. But, you know, I keep thinking, what else is out there? What else is my possibility for expanding my reach and my marketing?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's such a day and age to live in with technology that it's just amazing. My son and I, he's been in a magnet school studying videography.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I are actually looking at, before long, doing some videos, doing some training videos that we're going to start putting on a channel on YouTube. I mean, you know, I do this almost full time.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just looking, how do I get more exposure and get my business, my opportunity out there in more ways? And it's just amazing. I spend a lot of time each day. A great amount of time is on making phone calls, sending emails. Oh, and another key thing, following up with my affiliates. Every week, I try to call every one of my team members, my affiliates.
Right.
And just touch base with them and say, you know, anything I can help you with, any questions I can answer for you, you know, I'm here for you. How are you doing? How's life going for you?
Right.
But when I'm not working with my affiliates, contacting, staying in touch with them,
mm-hmm.
and making marketing contacts, I'm actually reading the writing of other earners and high earners in the industry. I'm watching web videos of high earners in the industry. I'm reading industry news. I'm looking at more and more things to educate myself and make myself a better, more knowledgeable person in the industry. So, you know, it's two-pronged. I'm selling, it's three. I'm selling, I'm supporting, and I'm still training.
Right. It's
training
wonderful.
Myself, that is.
Right. No, it's definitely wonderful. So, hey, Dennis, I must get prepared for my next tasks of the day, and it's been great having you. I hope to do this a lot because... I think you really offer a lot of practical tips and advice, and it's just you're such a great leader in KB
Vision.
It's
an honor to be here with you, and thank you.
Well, thank you. It's great. It's going to be it's going to be quite a lot of fun going forward. You have such a great attitude about the business and about life in general. So I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to thank you all out there for listening. This is the Multi-MLM Radio Hour. We just went a little longer than an hour, but we think it was valuable for you, and we hope that you think so as well. Please join us tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the Customer Advantage Day, and also more KB Vision, of course. Always KB Vision, so whatever other companies we mix in there. But tomorrow is traditionally the Customer Advantage Day, and we hope you'll tune in. Thank you so much for joining me, Dennis, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Joe. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye now. Okay, so thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be back shortly tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. Hope you can join us then. All righty.